two lines on. Okay. We're on Chof Beis, Amud Beis. Second line down. Okay, we just said earlier, basically, that Beis Shammai say that a kli that's by an Amoret, we say certain things inside a pottery kli are tahor and certain things not. Okay? So, Tanya, we've got a brisa. Amar Rabbi Yeshua. Says Rabbi Yeshua, Bosh'eini, I am embarrassed, midivreichem, from your words, Beis Shammai. Basically, people are going to think the rabbis are a laughingstock, according to what you said. It doesn't make sense. Efsha, is it possible? Isha, a woman. So this is talking about a lady who borrows a kli from an ama oretz, yeah? So this woman is going to losha be'areva. She's going to losha means need, be'areva, in a kneading trough. And the halacha would be, Isha, the woman, ve'areva, and the kneading trough, a tameim shiva, a tummy for 7 days, because we say the kli is tameimes, according to Beis Shammai. Ubotzeik, however, the dough is tahor. Does that make sense? That's mamash embarrassing for the rabbis for such a statement to be said. Log in, just the same point over here. Log in are some kind of like basically bottles. I'm the Likuti Rashi. Okay, these bottles, Molly Mashkin, are full of drink. And we're going to say the log in, the bottles are Tomei, Tuma Shiva for 7 days. And Mashkin Tahoirim, and the liquid inside is going to be Tahor. This is ludicrous. So, Nitzfaloi accompanied him. Maybe that's Rabbi Yeshua. Talmid Echad, one of the Talmidim, mid Talmidei Beis Shammai, from the Talmidim of Beis Shammai. And he said to him, to Rabbi Yeshua, Amaloi, Oimalacha, should I say to you, Ta'aman, shall Beis Shammai? You're here upset with what Beis Shammai is saying. Should I explain to you the reasoning what Beis Shammai said? So Rabbi Yeshua said to him, Amaloi, and more, say. So the student said, Amaloi, Kli tomei choitzeitz. Does a kli that is tomei separate, make a between the tumor, stop the tumor, or eino choitzeitz, or does it not stop the tumor? So Amalei says Rabbi Yeshua to the student, eino choitzeitz. Obviously, it does not stop the tumor because it's tomei. Ah, so says the student again, kli shel amaretz. So the vessel of amaretz, tomei or tahor? Is it tomei or is it tahor? Okay, so Rabbi Yeshua said to him, Amaloi, Tomei, it's Tomei. So the student replied back, V'imata oimaloi. And if you are going to tell him that Amaretz to him, right? Tomei, your kli is Tomei. Klum mashkiach alecha, is he going to listen to you? Yeah, v'lo od. And furthermore, Ella, she'imata oimaloi. And if you're going to say to him, right, your kli is Tomei, Oimalcha is going to say back to you, Shali Tahor, what are you talking about? Mine's Tahor, Vashelcha Tomei, yours is Tomei. V'zeu Taiman Shel Beis Shammai. This is the reason of Beis Shammai. You've got to know who you're dealing with over here, right? If you're going to tell him the truth, he's going to just basically say, what are you talking about? He's going to contradict what you're saying and say, I'm fine and you've got the problem. So therefore, yeah, you can't tell okay. So like this, let's explain this though. So over here, if you look at this Rashi over here, let's look at it together. Klum on three lines down. Klum mashkiach alecha. So the Amar Aretz is going to ignore you. L'fichach, therefore, taharu lo beishamai purified oichel and mashkin, the food and the drink, ukli cheres, and the pottery vessels which are inside the large kli cheres, she'ein lehem tahara, because you can't put, these are things that you can't put in the mikvah. If food is tomei, or drink is tomei, you can't put it in the mikvah. Or a kli cheres, you can't put it in the mikvah. Ela shviroson, on a kli cheres, you would have to break it to make it tahor. V'im ba'la oison, if you're going to come and say to him, it's osa, a love, lo yishma lecha, he's not going to listen to you, because since there's no way of fixing, right, he's going to say, He's going to say, no, he's going to contradict you. About Kli Shetev. Kli Shetev means, basically, Shotev means to wash something. These are things that, vessels that you can put in the mikveh, which basically normally means metal vessels, and also wooden vessels can be toiveled in a mikveh. Yishmolecha, he will listen to you. Vilenu, and he will toivel them. So basically, you got to know who you're dealing with. So you can tell an Amar Aretz, basically, that his vessels that can be purified in a mikveh, you can tell him the Tomei. That's not a problem. Because he's going to listen to you, say, fine, as well, take it to the mikveh. But if you're going to tell him his food's got to, you got to throw the food in the garbage. Yeah, or if you're going to put his Kli Cheres in the garbage, he's not going to listen to you. So that was the reason over here that basically Beis Shammai can make this distinction. With the food, he's going to tell him it's Torah, because he's going to eat it anyway, and Tam Nechom are not going to eat it. Yeah, but with the vessels, right, he can tell him it's Tomei. Because why? If it's a metal Kli, he can take it to the mikveh. So that was the case over here. We said this woman who borrowed a Kli, right, that if she needed with it, she's Tomei, the vessel's Tomei, and the food's Torah. Because over there, we're going to say that it was a... I suppose it was a metal vessel or a wooden vessel or something like that. Okay. So miyad, immediately, holach, so we're still in the braisa over here, back to the braisa. Miyad holach Rabbi Yeshua went benishtateach, and he prostrated himself. Al kivrei Beis Shammai. Sorry, on the multiple, because it was a Talmud for Beis Shammai. A few of the graves of Beis Shammai. Omer, he said, ne'anesi, means I've spoken too much to you. That's, if you look, this is in the Likutei Rashi, for the people who want to write Rashi, it's in the Likutei Rashi. I spoke too much to you, Lechem, Atzmos Beis Shammai, against you, the bones of Beis Shammai. Okay? Omar Stumim Shalachem, and just as if the Stumos means the things, the halachas that you didn't explain, Shalachem, Kach, basically makes sense, because he just understood the reason. Yet, Mufurosho is the halachas that you do explain, Al-Achas Kama V'Kama. All the more so that there's the good, basically. Basically, if the unclear halachas of you make sense, so to the, all the more so the clear halachas that you say make sense. Okay. People commented. Omru, Kol Yomov, all of the days, Hushru Shinov. They were blackened his teeth of Rabbi Yeshua, Mit Pnei Ta'ani Yosom, from the fasts. He wanted a kapara. Okay, they spoke hastily, wrong, and too much against Talmidei Beis Shammai. End of Raisa. Now, says the Gemara, Ketani Mihas, we learn, anyway, focusing on the Raisa we said earlier, it said in the Raisa, L'cha Oloi. It says, in the first Raisa, the end of the Raisa, it says that the Kalim are for you and for him. Okay? So, Alma, we see, Sha'alinon, we borrow Kalim, Minhayu, from Amaratzim. So basically, our Akasha came back. So basically, we should be concerned about the Kalim of Truma of Amaratzim, because they toivel, if we toivel Kli B'toch Kli, the Talmidei Chachamim, okay, the Amaratzim are going to copy them, and we're going to borrow those Kalim from the Amaratzim, and it's going to tally up all our Truma. It's coins, that is. So what's going on, Kasha? So answer the Gemara. No. Kisha Lina Minayo. When we borrow Kalim from Amaratzim, Matz Belin and Lu, we got a practical later. You put, take them to the mikveh and you toivel them. So that's why it's not a problem with the Kalim. Take them to the mikveh. Ask the Gemara, Ihachi, if that's the case then, Nihadru Lahu Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. Why don't they respond, to respond, Beis Hillel to Beis Shammai in the first brighter, when they had this debate, and Beis Shammai got the last word, right? He said, well, with the Kalim, it's for you and for him. So why Beis Shammai could just say to them, Kishalinun minayu matbililu. When we borrow it from them, we toivel them. So why did Beis Shammai get the last word? Beis Shammai has a good teretz. Could you say we toivel the Kalim? That's why we say it's Torah. We toivel them. So answer the Gemara, no, because the Beis Shammai, it wasn't a good teretz. Why? Because Tamei Meis, because if the Kli is Tamei Meis, it's by Hazar. In order to purify it, first before you take it to the mikveh, you have to do the following. It's by, it requires Hazar, sprinkling, right? The Mechatas, the special water from the Paroduma, Gimel, on the third day, Vishvi, and on the seventh day. Okay? So basically, you can only toivel it after 7 days. Ummana and a kli l'shiva yomi, the 7 days, lo moshli, they do not lend in sheep people. So basically, you won't be able to fix it and put it into the mikveh, something that was tamei mace. Okay, so that was why Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel could not answer Beis Shammai with a good, solid teret. Now ask the Gemara, okay, v'atavila, milo mehemni. We've just said that we don't believe Amoratzim on Tevila. Basically, that's this whole problem with Kodesh, is that they don't really know what they're doing with Tevila. V'atanya, we got a brayso that says the following: Ne'amonim, they are believed. Amoratz, okay, al Taras Tevilas Tamei Meis, on the sanctity of the immersion of somebody who is Tomei with Tumas Meis. So we see over here that they do Toivel. Okay, we're in the middle of Chof Beis Amar Beis. Okay, so we see over here, they all believed on Tevila. Kasha. So, Amar Abaye, says Abaye, lo Kasha. It's not a Kasha. Habagufoy. That that we believe him with regards to Tevila is with regards to the sanctity of the Amoritz, his body. Meaning we believe him when he says, I'm Torah, I went to the mikvah. Habakelav. But when his Tevila is Kalim, then we're concerned and we don't believe him. So, okay, so we don't believe him for the Kalim, but we believe him for his body. Rabbi Amar has got a different teretz. Amar, Aide, but Kalim. This contradictory rise, so one is talking, they're both talking about his Kalim. Sometimes we believe him with his Kalim, and sometimes not. But look, Kasha is not a Kasha. Had Amar, so basically, the one that we say that it's going to be Tahor, we believe him with when it's Tahor. So Omar Me'olam, the Amoritz says the following, quoting him now. Never lo hitvalti kli b'tochli. I didn't do a kli in a kli. I did one kli, each kli individually. So we believe him, there's not a problem. If he tells us that basically I was toivel one kli separately, then there's no problem. So that's why it's fine. But had Omar, at the other case where he said, hitvalti, I was toiveled it. Yeah, lo hitvalti. And basically saying he toiveled it in another kli b'toch kli, but lo hitzbalti b'chli she'ein b'fiv k'shversanod. I was careful that the kli, right, the outer vessel had an opening, was like the shversanod. So basically, he was toiveled one kli and the other, but he said, I was careful. I know that halacha. So when he's getting into the intricacies, we don't believe him. Basically, when he got into a dangerous situation, they said he was careful, we don't believe him. But when he says, I just never got into the situation, we believe him. Bar Tanya, we got a riot to this. Set in the same vein. Ne'amon, Amoretz, this is a riot for robber. An Amoretz is believed, Loimar Perus Lohuchshu. If the Amoretz said, these fruits never got wet. So if a fruit never gets wet, it can't receive tumor. So he's believed to say that. But if he said the following, Aval Eino Ne'aman is not believed to say, Loma Perus Hukshu, they got wet, yeah? Aval Lo Nitzmu, but no tumor came in contact with him. Then we don't believe him, because he doesn't know all the intricacies. So maybe he made a mistake. So if the situation, there's like a non-problematic situation, we believe him. Yeah, but if he says if there's a situation that's a bit, you know, problematic, could be problematic, and he says it's not a problem, then we don't believe him. Okay, that was Robert's Terence. Basically, he said one's talking about when he was toivel one kli alone, and the other one was talking about he was kli b'toch kli. Now, going back to Bias Terence, he said the contradiction between the brises was one was talking about toiveling a kli, and one was talking about toiveling his guf. And on his guf, we believe him. So now ask the Gemara, a gufoy, mi mehemon. Do we believe an Amoretz on the sanctity of his body? We got a brisa. Chaver shavar lahazois. A Talmid Chacham came lahazois to be sprinkled upon him the mechatas, right, the para aduma water. And he says, mazin olav miyad. So you have to sprinkle on day 3 and day 7. So immediately you sprinkle on him, because when the Talmid Chacham comes and says, listen, it's my day 3, okay, and I need the sprinkling. Please sprinkle me. So you do it for him. Now, and however, Amar Oretz, Shabal Hazos, he comes and says, hey, it's day 3 for me. Please sprinkle on me. Yeah, 8 miles in a love. We don't believe it. We don't do it for him. Right? We have to make sure we have to, you know, oversee his 3 days, yeah, before we sprinkle on him. We don't believe him that he did his 3 days correctly, so he can sprinkle on him now. Okay, so you see over here, we don't believe that Amoritz, that basically on the sanctity of his body, because we say basically maybe we weren't careful those first 3 days, you've got to do the first 3 days before us. So this is the Kasher Abaya. We see a person's not believing the sanctity and Amoritz. So Ella, Amrabaya says Abaya, he is going to adjust his answer. Because, let's go this, since the choyma, the stringency, shechmarta, that you were stringent up olav upon him, betachiloso in the beginning, that's referring to what we just said. He came before us, yeah, and he said, I was careful for 3 days, and he said, no, you've got to do 3 days before us. So basically, we didn't trust him in the beginning, so we were machmir on him. Therefore, we're going to be mekel with regard in the end, meaning with the tevila. Meaning, it says that you're machmir on him, that you don't believe him for the sprinkling, so he's going to be very careful when it comes to the mikvah time. When he goes to the mikvah, you do 3 days, sprinkle on the first 3 days, and you sprinkle on him on the seventh day. And then he goes to the mikvah. So he's going to be very careful when he goes to the mikvah, because he doesn't want to have to go through this whole process again. So therefore, that's why we believe him in this tevila case, because as soon as you were machmir in the beginning, you were makel in the end. And that is the end of this.